Hello, gorgeous, and welcome to another podcast. My name is Madison Alberry, and I am so excited to dive in today and really just give to you my medicine and just start exploring this podcast with you. And yeah, so today's message, I really want to dive into answering the call. So what are you called to do? What is your soul calling you to do? What is your mission? What is your life purpose? What is your purpose? There's so many words for this, but what are you meant to do here? And we all know this at a soul level. We all know what we're called to do. And what holds us back a lot of the time is fear or self-limiting beliefs. But all we have to do is know that the universe has our back, that we have our own back, and we have got this. We were born to do this. It is the structure of society that really makes us believe that we can't reach this fullest life, live the life of happiness and just complete love-based life, because we get so distracted by the money and all of the buzz of the media and the self-limiting beliefs and the confusion and the fear, and we get so distracted by all of these energies. But it is all about just knowing that we are capable of doing this and practically finding a solution to do it and intuitively letting ourselves be guided through whatever our soul mission is, whatever your soul mission is. So yeah, just really wanted to talk this out and talk about self-limiting beliefs and talk about trust, clarity, acceptance, being worthy, and forgiveness, and knowing that obstacles can come and knowing that they will most likely, but why they do, and jumping into all of this. So really want to start with self-limiting beliefs. I feel like this is where a lot of us get stuck when it comes to when we don't do the thing that we know we're called to do, or what we feel we're held back by. It's a lot of times our own self-limiting beliefs that we have nurtured and we have watered in the garden of our minds for years, most likely for a lot of us. I know I've experienced this. So really just diving into those self-limiting beliefs and knowing that you are so capable of doing whatever you are called to do, and just uprooting those self-limiting beliefs, no longer watering them in the garden of your mind, no longer giving those limiting beliefs energy. So what is your self-limiting beliefs? What are those self-limiting beliefs, and what thoughts and words, what language, what actions do you use to water them? And really starting to look in your life. I know speech is a big one when it comes to our self-limiting beliefs. Like, for example, saying, oh, I don't have enough money to do that. Well, you do have money, but I think what you meant to say was more of along the lines of, that is not where I choose to place my money. Or, for example, I am not capable, or I'm not enough. And maybe what you're really trying to say is, like, I'm not ready to do that yet. There's so many ways we use our language to stop our growth and stop us from being able to shine our full potential into the world. So where in this life are you cultivating these self-limiting beliefs? What is watering those, and really breaking those down to just really just uproot them? And I say uproot them, but I really mean just like giving those self-limiting beliefs that energy that has been cultivated for years, just giving those back to the universe so that the universe can recycle them into new and pure energy to be recycled. So just cultivate a space within you. Know that you are powerful in that space, put trust, know that you are so capable and you trust yourself enough and you love yourself enough to jump into this journey and know that the universe has your back. Know that the universe is here with you. Know that you have the support of your guides and your angels and your higher self. And there are so many times where we can call upon these energies. We can call upon our guides and angels and higher self to help us through whatever we are going through, whether that is an obstacle, whether that is protection, whether that is feeling confused. There are so many ways and so many places that we can call upon those for help and guidance. So just really start to look into your life at what self-limiting beliefs you have. How do you use your language? How do you use your thoughts? And how do you use your actions to nurture those self-limiting beliefs? And how can you change those thoughts, actions, and speech to support your power and support a loved base, a heart-based language for you, so that you are living your life from the heart, from the evolved heart, from this space of love for yourself. That is the greatest gift that we can give to ourselves, is really loving and trusting us and knowing that we are all in a process. We are all constantly in a process, and we are all capable of evolving and growing, and that is what we're here to do. We're here to grow, and we're here to evolve, and we're here to step into our power and to jump into our soul mission and give the world our medicine. We all have our own medicine, whether that is medicine of intuition to give others intuitive art, whether that is the medicine of someone that does Western medicine to help those that need that care, or there's so many different like medicines we can give, whether that is just advice or a listening ear, or medicine is just anything that you feel that is your healing ability. So release those self-limiting beliefs this week as you walk through life. Really just try to listen to your mind, listen to the words that come out of your mouth, listen to the actions you take that do support these self-limiting beliefs, and see how you can change these to really be living your life from a heart-based language and space and mind, and just giving yourself the love that you know you deserve deep down, and the love that you know you are so capable of giving yourself as well. So trusting yourself and just loving yourself so deeply, because we all are so worthy of love. We are all good at a soul level. We are all here to do good. So diving it back into answering your call. I believe with my own journey and my own process that self-limiting beliefs, really uprooting those and giving them back to the universe to be recycled into new and pure energy, just really reworking the framework of your mind to support yourself and knowing that you are so capable of doing and living out this life that you dream of, knowing that you are perhaps stopping yourself from doing this because we're so capable of doing whatever we feel called to do, and really sharing our medicine with the world and trusting our process and releasing control and letting this higher and divine space guide you into the life that you know you deserve. So fall back into your heart, feel into this heart space. What is stuck in this space? What do you need to release from this space? And what self-limiting beliefs are you ready to let go of? And how can you work towards letting go of all of them and really listening to your mind and listening to what those self-limiting beliefs are and surrendering to the process and knowing that you are so capable. You are so capable. Knowing that there might be obstacles. There most likely will be obstacles in the way on this journey, because We never know what to expect when we jump into a new journey. We never know what is on the other side, and we never know unless we try. So the first step is really empowering yourself to try and surrender to the process, and just jumping into this new space of trust for yourself and knowing you are capable of doing this work, and doing this work is what you were born to do. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I am so eternally grateful for you and you honoring your own process and being willing to find tools for your own transformation and step into your power and step into this purpose and your soul's mission and your calling, and just living that out and giving that to yourself, because that is such a gift. That is such a gift. I'm so proud of you. So thank you so much for being here with me. If you like this podcast and you would like to spread the medicine of this podcast with others, you can like, share, comment, or review on my podcast. And if you think of a friend during this podcast or at this time, you can send it over to them so they can feel this energy. If you feel that they need this medicine, go ahead and send it over to them. And let them know that you love them, and let them know that you support them on their process as well. It's such a gift to support ourselves and also send that support out to others as well, and rejoice for them and rejoice for their success and their love and all of the beautiful things and all of the abundance that is in their life as well. So yes, if you're interested in an astrology reading, I would be so honored to guide you through that reading. We can dive into so many energies in an astrology reading. We can go into your life purpose. We can go into what transformation you are currently looking at, what energies are currently moving through your chart. And we could also look at your love life. We could look at your past life. We could look at so many different areas of your life we can look at. And I would be honored to guide you through your chart to really look at who you are and help you come closer to yourself, understand yourself, and understand what your soul mission is. And we can totally dive into that and what gifts you've been given on this journey to aid you in your soul mission. If you would like a reading with me, you could get a video call reading, and you could also get a written reading. Whatever one you are interested in, you can message me on any of my social media platforms. My Instagram is butterfly.medicine, and my Facebook is Butterfly Medicine. You can message me on either of those in either of those spaces, and I would be so honored to connect with you there, and so just grateful for you. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I will be posting this podcast every single Tuesday, and I am so excited to see you next Tuesday. Goodbye, beautiful one. Have a beautiful week.